word, love, love. I want to talk about it just a moment. Here's Valentine's Day coming up on Wednesday. Something I have written to come up with today, and that is hear it or silence it. Hear love or silence love. Hear love or silence love. Somebody can tell you they love you. Somebody can show you they love you. But if you don't want to believe they love you, then you're going to silence that love. Good chance you're going to kill it. Did you hear me say kill it? You're going to kill it. Let's talk about it just a moment. Stay with me. Unless you're sick or something. Hang in here. Amen? Come on. Malachi is the last book in the Old Testament. 39 books in the Old Testament, 27 in the New Testament. Between the last book of the Old Testament and the first book of the New Testament were 400 years of silence. Why? Look at verse 1 of Malachi. The burden, say burden with me. Burden, help me now. Of the word of who? Of who? The Lord. The burden of the word of the Lord to Malachi, who was a prophet. Keep looking. Push me, buddy. The burden of the word of the Lord. That's the first verse in Malachi. A book on prophecy. The last book in the Old Testament. What does the word burden imply? The burden. Boy, when you think of burden, boy, that's a big word, ain't it? It just makes you a little heavy, don't it? Say, what's the word burden mean? Here it is. It means the seriousness. He's saying something serious right here. The importance of it. The burden of it. The weight of the matter. The weight. It's heavy. The burden of the word. He's fixing to give a word and it's going to be heavy. The magnitude of this word, a big word, is coming your way, God says. So don't miss it. The burden of the word of the Lord. And then finally, the gravity. The gravity. The gravity. We ain't even got out of verse 1, but I'm feeling it, aren't you, say? Something's coming. Something's coming. Here it is. God says, don't miss what I'm about to say to you. And I want to say that to you on a Sunday morning. Man, we've had a good time with the Browns. And you could miss some of what they did, and you'll probably be fine. But if you miss what he says, you're toast. It's not going to work out for you. Y'all listening or not? Boy, it's a big word. Say it with me. I've outlined it for you so you can say it with me. Say it with me. I have loved you, says the... I think sometimes if we're not careful, God loves me. Oh, yeah, sure. This is God's Word. He prefaces it by saying, the burden, this is a big deal. That the God of heaven, the holy God, the one who created everything that is, he says, you better listen to me. I love you. Are you hearing me or not? That's a big, big, big deal. Y'all hear me? Yeah, but if he loved me, he'd let this happen. He wouldn't have let that happen. You talking like a drunk man. God says, I love you. And before he ever says that, he said, boy, boy, boy. There's a freight train coming. There's a burden coming. There's something on my heart that's heavy that I want to get across to you, and that is, I love you. Are you hearing me today, church? God wastes no time. Doesn't dilly-dally around. He says that first little verse, boom, the word of the Lord to Malachi. Then bang, he goes right to the what? Right to the heart of the matter. Say it with me. I love you. Can you just say it loud one more time? I love. Because there's people here today that need it screamed at them. Let's scream it one more time. I love you. People come to church sometime. And I get it. People say the church is full of hypocrites. Well, I'm sure there's plenty here. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Your excuse making ain't going to cut it. You'll never look at God one day and say, well, you were a hypocrite. What more could he do than give you Jesus, say? Fix your marriage? Is that what's going to make you love him? Give you a new job or a new house, a new car? You know what? I'll take not going to hell over any of that mess. You hear me, yes or no? Say, amen or oh me. And have your eyes open that there's a world out here and God made it all. And you can have a life that's abundant and full. Amen. So God wastes no time. God says this, say it with me. I what? I have what? He's always loved you. That's what He says right here. I've always loved you. You didn't make me love you. Look at the scripture back in Deuteronomy. Talking to the children of Israel. But He's talking to us, guys. He's talking to us today. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen you to be a special people unto Himself. Above all the people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set His love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any people that were on the earth. But you were the fewest. God didn't love you because you got a degree somewhere. Or you got this much money in the bank. Or you this talented. Or you can sing. Or what you think that's why He loves you? Say, He's always loved you. When you were born in sin, He loved you then. You hear me today? God speaking. But because the Lord loved you, and because He would keep the oath that He had sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand. He's redeemed you out of the house of bondmen from the hand of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, say it with me, He is God. He's the what? He's the faithful God, which keeps His what? He keeps His covenant. If you've been hurt like I've been hurt, where somebody just left you and hurt you real bad, listen, He won't do that. Are you hearing me today? That's not who He is. He keeps His oath. He keeps His covenant. He will never not love you. Are you hearing me today, church? This is a big, big deal. He keeps covenant and mercy. I love this. With them that love Him and keep His commandments, say it, to a how many generations? To a what? He's just trying to really show you how much He loves, how strong His love is. I tell you, a lot of us have been hurt, and it takes this kind of word from the Lord to get through to us. It does. It takes something strong, man, because we got all these defenses built up, and God says, listen, I love you. Keep looking. Jeremiah, the Lord hath appeared of old time unto me, saying, say, one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. You ought to write this down or put it on your fridge or something. Say it with me. Yea, I have loved you with an everlasting love. There with loving kindness. I have what? That's what I love about our church here. The Lord put it on my heart years ago. Gary, love me and love people. Love me and love people, and you'll just be fine, son. Amen. And that's what we want to do. We don't want to draw you to the Lord by any other thing. No promises, no fake this, or none of that mess. I want to pull you to the Lord through love. Y'all hear me today? That's what He says. Instead of hearing God express His love to them, though, the children of Israel, in the book of Malachi, instead of them hearing, you love me, they silence it. They silence it by what? Say it with me. By doing what? By what? And I bet you most of us in this room have said before, how could you love me? How could you love me because of what I've done? Or how could you love me because of what you let happen to me? Y'all hear me or not? Well, they silenced it. God says, the burden, the weight, the gravity, I've loved you. And just that fast, out of their mouth. Say it with me. Yet you say, say it with me. Wherein have you loved us? Hey, this message is almost over. That's hard to believe, I know. You're going to hear that God loves you today? And you're going to respond today and put your faith in Jesus Christ? Or you're going to walk out of here, and there's a very good chance that you're going to, one more time, silence that God loves you. And maybe you will get another chance. I don't know. But why in the world, when there's such a big deal that God makes, and I'd say it's a big deal that He gave His Son for you. Wouldn't we all agree with that? Yes, and a pretty big deal. Amen? Come on. Yeah, I think it's a pretty big deal.
And I ain't talking about church. I know churches hurt people. I know people hurt people. That's what people do. Sinners sin and sinners hurt people, and I get that. But God hasn't hurt you. He loves you. Are you hearing me? Boy, this is better than a box of chocolates. I'm telling you that right now. In what way have you loved us, they say. In what way have you loved us? The seriousness, the importance, the weight, the magnitude, the gravity, the burden of what God just said. They do what to it? They diminish it. They diminish it. They diminish it. That's what they did. They do what? They scorn at it. It's funny. It's funny how, you know, if we don't drink and we don't chew and we don't run around with the girls that do, we think that God will love us. God loves you, period. You hear me? You don't diminish the love of God, my friend, by doing those the right little things or the wrong little things. You diminish it by not receiving it. Amen or oh me. Nothing worse than work your tail off, do something for somebody, and you go over there and you give it to them, and they just shove it back in your face. Amen. Say. But we can do that with God, and that's all right. That's cool. It ain't cool. You're going to do it at your own peril. They scorn. Here, I'm going to pop this up. Turn it up. I can't hear nothing.
That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate, just like our founding fathers intended. Please support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Wonder what his daddy thinks of that. Not a whole lot, amen? I know his father doesn't. I've seen that commercial. Tell me if you've seen that commercial before on TV. I see it on TV all the time. Not afraid of burning in hell. You can talk a big talk down here. But you're going to stand before the Lord, you and me, all of us and Him. We're going to stand before the Lord one day, and we're going to give an account of what we did with His love. Y'all hear me or not? I know that's strong. I came to hear the Browns and Preacher Gary. He's getting too strong on me. You'll get over it, okay? Come on. You'll be fine. Come on! Amen! Amen! That's the truth. Come on. So here's the question. Do you hear God's love? Or do you question it? Instead of hearing God's love today, you know, you worried more about my bald head or something. Or he talks funny. I do make funny faces. I've got a face, I'm going to make funny ones, okay? So, here's the message. Faith comes by hearing, 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 hearing the Word of God. I put it on the screen for you today, plain English. You can see it clear as crystal. Are you going to hear it or are you going to silence it? How to become a Christian, Pastor? By believing that God loves you. By believing He loved you so much, He gave Jesus so you could be saved forever. That's it. But to Israel, He says all day long, God says, I've stretched forth my hands unto a what? Unto a what? A disobedient and a gainsaying or a doubting people. God loves you today. Will you receive Him today? Valentine's weekend, 2018. Will you open up your heart to God today and receive Jesus Christ? The Son of Man, say it with me, Jesus, is come to do what? To seek and to what? Save them which are what? And that's all of us, guys. Love. Hear it or silence it. Hear it or silence it. They question God's love because of what happened to them in the past. And I don't have time to get into it. But that's exactly what they did. Past hurt, past struggles. And that's probably you today. If you're not receiving Christ right now, if you haven't, it's probably because of past hurt or past struggles that's kept you from the love of God. And He didn't stop it. My mother was shot 6 times with a .357 Magnum. He didn't stop it. I choose not to blame God for what an evil man did to my mother. You hear me? Yes or no? It's a choice I make. I live on a fallen planet with a lot of fallen, crazy people. But God is good. Say that with me. God is, and God loves me.
And he was there for me when I was hurting so bad. And when I said things I shouldn't, if he didn't throw me out with the trash. You hear me? He loves you today. They didn't take God seriously because of their past pain, their past hurt, and past struggles. That's what happened here. They were skeptical and they doubted. So they blamed God instead. And that's what will happen if you diminish God's love. I'm going to tell you right now, you will become a blamer. Instead of a praiser and a lover of God, you'll become a blamer. And you might do something as crazy and stupid as Ron Reagan Jr. did. Get on TV, spend money, make a commercial and say he's proud and happy. He's not afraid of burning in hell. How stupid we can be. Y'all hear me, yes or no? God says, if you humble yourself, I'll lift you up. If you're full of pride, I'll knock you down. You hearing today? Strong message. They would not and they could not hear what God was saying. They just couldn't. They couldn't. Between the book of Malachi and the birth of Jesus, say it with me, is how many years? Did you know God did not speak, not one recorded writing, for 400 years? 400 years of what? I'm done, Raj. I'm out of time. My message today, would you hear that God loves you? We'll say this one verse, if he finds it. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm going to ask you to stand with me quietly. Please don't run out of here and leave. Let me close with a prayer, which is honorable and respectful. Please, please don't diminish what God is saying today. I'm going to just cut to the chase, just like God did. The blood of the Lord, I've loved you. The Bible says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus and believe in your heart God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. I'm going to lead you in a prayer now. And you don't have to say this prayer. And if you say it and not mean it, it ain't going to mean a hill of beans. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you have faith in God, even a small faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, you can move mountains. You can put hell forever behind you if you'll put your faith in Christ. I'd like to lead you in that prayer. Would you humble yourself before the Lord? Don't silence His love today. God loves you. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I know I've sinned. I am sure far from perfect, Lord. And Lord, I admit that. I ask for you to know on this Valentine's weekend that I heard you today, Lord. I heard you. I heard you. I choose to hear you. You love me. You love me. I'm not going to let past hurt or past anything keep me from your love. No, Lord. I want to hear it more. And so best I know how, Lord, I believe in you today. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe you're God's Son. You died on the cross for me. And I believe you love me. You rose for me. I believe that, Lord. You know I don't know it all and understand a lot, Lord. But this is me, best I know how, Lord, crying out to you. I hear you. Hear me, Lord. I want life. Please save me, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you for getting through to me today. Oh, I appreciate it, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. With heads bowed one last moment, how many would say, Pastor Gary, I said that today, preacher. I needed to do that today. I heard the Lord today, and I'm not going to diminish that. Can I see your hand just up and down? Just up and down. Hands all over today. Hands all over today. I couldn't even probably count them today. Look at you. Look at you. Receiving the love of God. Thank you for hearing today. Thank you for hearing. Amen. Father, thank you for this beautiful time. For these many, Lord, that but of their own free will, Lord, they open their heart to you. Oh, God. Bless them, Lord. Bless us as we go. Help us as we stay. And we're going to have another service. So, God, we give you the credit. Help us shine our light in our town and show others that we love the Lord and we love them too in Jesus' name. Amen. Can we praise the Lord together? Come on. Thank you, church. God bless you today. See ya.
You're getting out earlier than normal. I know.